So if we were to just sort of summarize what we've just had, we have the lampstands would talk to us of local churches, local assemblies that are there for testimony. They are to be aware that there is one who walks in the midst, who is there. So just for a practical application, do we sense that in our own local testimonies? Do we sense the genuine presence of the Lord in our midst? Then it says, we talked about the seven stars, the responsible element, the ones who would have a vested interest in the local testimony. Am I, perhaps being one of them, really aware of the right hand of his power and his strength on my life and on my circumstance? So, to summarize this, is what we have to be aware of is that the assembly is of great interest to the Lord Jesus Christ. He hasn't created it and left it on its own. And he's committed it to us in responsibility, and so he expects us to have a sense of what he has done and of who he is, so that as we move in our circumstance, we recognize his right hand of authority, his right hand of power. We recognize his movements in our midst, his presence in our midst. That changes a whole lot of things when we really think about it and apply it. When I'm sitting in my local testimony, what is my reaction and my behavior with regards to my brother? Do I recognize his right hand of authority and power? Do I recognize his presence in the midst? It changes the way we behave. You know, we're more, as somebody mentioned already, we're more aware of what someone else might think about us than to stop and think, what would the Lord think about this action or reaction? So I suggest we move on a little bit.
One quick comment. I want a clarification. The stars refer to those who have responsibility in the assembly to lead. Is that correct, my understanding? That the responsible element in the assembly, those who are responsible for the leadership in the assembly, is that those are the stars. Am I correct?
I would say not those who are responsible, but those who take the responsibility as the Spirit leads. The Lord works through the Spirit, through the brethren that act responsibly before the Lord Jesus himself.
So that's a very serious role that people have. Very serious role.
Absolutely.
Just want to clarify that before we move on.
Just one more comment. Thinking what Brother Mark just set forth, the thought of a golden candlestick versus brass or any other metal. Gold is pure. Gold is precious. When the Lord establishes a testimony anywhere, it is a sense or essence of himself on earth. As he is precious, as he is pure, and he uses man who is weak and feeble by nature. But we read in Ephesians in chapter 5 what the Lord himself is doing amongst those brethren in that testimony, that he might present it to who? Himself, not having any spot or wrinkle, any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That pure candlestick, that gold. Now, how often we judge as humans our testimonies, our brethren, in our own eyes, and see it as a blighted thing or a matter of contention. And how wrong that is. For the Lord has not brought us together to, and I've got to be careful in saying this, to do battle amongst each other, but really to be the radiance of Him to whom we gather, and to be occupied with Christ, and not brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. How it has grieved me in the past when brethren stop coming to meeting because they have a problem with somebody, and or families moving. And this is quite often done in Christendom, not necessarily in the assemblies, because the pastor of a testimony said something that they disagree with. So, well, I'm out of here. Well, we're looking at our assemblies and not the whole of Christendom, I don't think. But it is a tendency to do. The Lord walks in the midst of the golden candlesticks. His essence is on that place. That is His desire. That assembly be pure and be precious and then be a glowing light, as we had earlier in Ephesians, of good works that He ordained that we should walk in them. And so how important it is to see that the Lord doesn't fail. He is ever gold. He is ever pure. And let the saints appreciate that.
You might say that there are certain things that He's reviewing, Brother Harris. But I wonder, although there are many features, I wonder if I can just put it that the first review He is reviewing was the motive. The motive. The second review is what we tolerate. And the third review, when it comes to that sense, is that what do we prove? But I wonder if we can touch a little bit on the motive. So many of us, we read Ephesus and we say that, well, they had works, wonderful. They had labor, wonderful. They had patience. And we might run with that. I think this is the activity of many assemblies, that we have these three elements that are obvious and that are seen, if you will, by the Lord first and by the saints in so many ways. But the motive, the right motive, is not there. Because you cannot take Ephesus and read these three features, as we all know, without bringing these same words that were related to Thessalonica. The difference between Thessalonica and here, that in 1 Thessalonians they had works, but they were the works of faith. That ingredient of faith is not mentioned here. In Thessalonica chapter 1, they had labor, but the right motive was the labor of love. That ingredient is not mentioned here. And of course, the third one, when we think of the patience, speaks about the patience of hope. That ingredient is not over here. So, brethren, the reality of it, we might all claim how much are we doing, and the willingness to enter into different kind of service for the Lord's honor. From we always say in our local meeting, from pathfinders with little kids all the way to whatever service the Lord might have for us. But the question that I would like to raise, as the reviewer is looking at all these activities that you and I are doing, do they have the right motive behind them? Is it something that is carried by faith? Is it something that is motivated by love? Is the hope is very evident in the patience that I'm trying to display? So the first review, you might will, is really the motive behind the things that I'm doing. And brethren, the question is for you and me, is the reason. What are the motives that is causing me to be here today? To be here today. To labor amongst the saints, whatever it is. Knowing that, as Brother Steve mentioned to us, he is the omnipotent, the omnipresent, the omniscient, knows all things. And he is the one we have to do with him. So the Lord give us grace to see what the Lord is looking for.